This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Farm Progress Show. I'm Riley Smith. The middle leg of the Pro Farmer Crop Tour had crops looking mostly better. We'll have more right after this.
Farmers, it's time to be part of the progress. Plan your trip to Iowa this August for the 2024 Farm Progress Show, where tradition meets innovation. Get ready to experience progress at the leading outdoor farm event in the nation. Witness state-of-the-art tech, engaging demos, and educational issues from industry experts. We'll see you in Boone, Iowa, August 27th through the 29th. Save on tickets now and learn more at farmprogressshow.com.
The Pro Farmer Crop Tour Scouts found even better results in Nebraska and Indiana on day two of the tour. Longtime Eastern Leg Scout Brian Kaufman of Iowa said that while they did notice some corn disease, the final Indiana numbers showed over 1,400 pods in a 3x3 area, 7.5% over last year, and some 200 more than the three-year average.
The soybeans looked really good. Even the shorter beans were loaded. And all these beans had, they were all set in pods. I mean, there were no blooms left on any of these beans. So these guys had gotten these beans in a fairly timely manner. They were a mature bean. I mean, they were filling pods. So that tells me that, you know, the soybeans, they did really well. We had a pretty good day on the route.
On day three of the tour, on the western leg in western Iowa, there was a different tune, as even though yield projections and pod counts in crop reporting districts 4 and 7 were higher, District 1 was hit hard by Mother Nature. Tim Gregerson, a scout on that western leg, said he noticed some storm damage and disease pressure.
But the nitrogen deficiency is going to hurt that corn crop up in the very northwest area. Seems like they probably didn't go back maybe inside this, or it was just too wet all the way along that the yields are definitely down up there. Less soybean diseases, more diseases in corn than normal, but we did run into aphids the further north we went, and up in here west of Spencer and over toward George, we saw a couple sprayers actually running, and so we're assuming they were out there chasing those aphids.
For the World of Agriculture, here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.